Corinthians chapter 13. This is the third time I am coming to you. Every word shall be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. I told you before, and foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and being absent now, I write to those who previously sinned, and to all others, that if I come again, I won't spare. Since you seek proof of Christ speaking in me, which toward you is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we'll live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves whether you're in the faith. Test your own selves. Don't you know your own selves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you're reprobates? But I trust that you know that we aren't reprobates. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not so we would appear approved, but so that you will do that which is honest, though we are as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong. And this also we wish, your perfection. Therefore I write these things, being absent, so that being present, I won't use sharpness, according to the power that the Lord has given me, for building up and not for destruction. Finally, brothers, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet each other with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.